Okay. Fine. So first, I will just be makdish the learning. It is Rav Lichtenstein's 60-yard site, which honestly is hard for me to sort of even say. I was debating whether to say something from his Torah, or what I had planned before I processed that it was Aleph ear. For now, I guess I'll suffice with saying that this is Le'ilui Nishmato. Okay, so I happened to come across a mini shir yesterday by Rav Uri Shurki, it really got me thinking about the parsha. So I wanted to share the idea. I do not have a fully worked out idea of what to do with this insight. He does. His like 4-minute shir, the first 2 minutes have his insight into writing, which I find very compelling, and then he goes in very mystical directions that, like mystical, metaphorical, quasi Hasidic directions that, they don't do it for me. But here's his insight. Okay, so he notes that if you follow the descriptions of tzara'at in our parsha, you get this very fascinating phenomenon, is that slowly but surely, the human being, there is a hidarderut, my English is going, but there's a better word for that. Anyways, there's a slow, right, there's a collapse, basically, of the humanity of the person, or a deterioration, there you go, of the humanity of the person throughout the parsha, okay? And I'd never noticed it, so I figured I had to share it, but I think he's absolutely right. So listen how this happens. The first description we get goes like this. Vayedaber Adonai Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor, Adam ki yishev or bisaro se'edos ha'pacharo v'heret v'ayab or bisaro l'neged sarat v'huvayel Aaron ha'koheno l'achad mi'banav ha'kohanim. Okay? A person who has in his flesh any of these different maladies, se'ed, sapachat, Baheret, I don't have to go through all of them, but lighter white, lighter, brighter, dimmer, white, yellows, etc. Fine? Vira'a koenina nega be'ora basar, viseyar benega fach lavan, umereya nega mog me'or bisaro, nega sarat, hura koen vitimeyoto. And then the Kohen looks at it, and if it's a sarat, so he deems him tamei. Okay? What is the feeling you get in this first unit, right? What is the relationship between the person, the tzara'at, right? How is it described? Let's push it farther. Meaning, the feeling you get is
it's an
abnormality in the person, right? Adam, there's a person, and he has a malady, and the Kohen has to treat it spiritually, right? Diagnose and treat, and that's it. Right, v'ra'akoin b'yomachvi, on the seventh day he looked at it again, and if it spreads, this is what you do, right? But very much, there's a human being here, he just happens to have sarat. Okay? Second unit. Negat sarat, ki tiev adam v'va'alakohen. The second parshia in, right, or parsha if you would like, right, of it starts off, right? Similarly, but there's a significant difference. What's the difference? There's a tzara'at,
right,
which happens to be on a person, right? So the first unit is a person who happens to have tzara'at, right? By the second unit, there is tzara'at that is adhered to the person, right? Like, think about how people started talking about COVID, right? The beginning of this pandemic, right? There are a few people sick with an unknown pathogen, right? within a few weeks, the question was, right, COVID updates, right? Not people with COVID updates. COVID updates, this is how many people it has attacked, right? Suddenly, the disease is in the center. Okay? That's the second unit. Third unit is, but uvasar ki yeh vo be'arosh chen v'nirpa. If there is flesh that has in its skin a boil which then heals, and then v'hayavim go mashchin se'id levana uvaheret levana adam demet. And then within the boil, when it heals, sara'at emerges from it. Right? So first one was Adam, who has a nega. Second one, a nega, which has adhered to an Adam. By the third time, by the third parsha, it's flesh that has been afflicted. Right? The fourth unit, also, Ovasar, ki yeh ve'oro mechvar esh, or flesh which has in its skin, right? The fourth unit is like that as well, right? The fifth unit goes back to a person, sort of, right? Which is v'ish o isha, ki yeh ve'naga birosh o v'zakan, right? So the man is back in it, except not really, right? The first four times you're talking about the person, suddenly you're not even doing that, right? The person is here again, but the sara'at is, right, we've now moved from in his body to the, right, to his hair, right, to his beard. And he notes that as we go on, there's another hint here that things are sort of devolving, right, which is until now, the sara'ats were white, right, or they were red, right? They were like these bold, right, colors. By the time you get the sarat of the hair, what is it? Right? Sahov dak, right? A sort of like weak yellow-y, right? Meaning even these sarat are like, right, they start off with like the white and the red, right, and then by this time it's on his hair, and it's like and it's even described as a netek, right? This is the first time that you get it's a netek. What does netek literally mean? Right, minutak, it's separate from. That's literally what the word means, right? Meaning, so we have these first four units where slowly we go from a person who has sarat to tsarat in the person to flesh which has sarat. Right? Then we come back to the person, except it's the one that's in his beard, and it's the word used for the first time is netek, which literally means that which is separate from. Right? After you finish all the hair ones, so then you go, what do you have after that? No, you have beged. Right? Then you literally have the ones that are, right, not just literally removed from the person, but are physically not on the person, right? They're on his beged, right? And then the final one being on his house, right? So I think he's definitely right, right? He's onto something, right? You can't, once you see it, you can't, like, right, miss it. That, like, as the parasha goes on, right, the humanity of the person, first, in the first four units, the humanity of the person sort of disappears. Then it returns, but the sara'a is like, right, described on a very specific part of his body, and it's described as that which is separate from him, right? And then we actually move to something which affects a human being, but not because it touches the human being at all, right? He becomes impure by his clothes and even by his surroundings, right? The person is like more and more affected by that which is farther and farther away from him. What to do with that, right? I'm less sure about, right? Right, like I said, Shirky himself reads this very mystically, metaphorically throughout the parsha. You know, he has all types of meanings of, well, Lavan implies this type of spiritual personality and qualities, and Adam is this, and Sahov is that, and, you know, Netek is on the beard and the head, because the ultimate sin is because the head is separated from the rest of the body, because you're not, like, spiritually connected to your mind, and all types of things that, you know, I mean, they're very nice, but I'm like, at that point, I'm like, I mean, I you know, I don't read that way. But even if you don't do it, I think it's worth noting, right, the phenomenon. I'm not sure what to do with it. Right? I'm not 100% sure what to do with it, right? You know, definitely within the first four units, I think it's plausible to say, right, if we just had the first four units, I think I would have gone as follows and just said, look, assuming that Sarat is some sort of spiritual malady, but even if it's not, right, this is the way things start, right? It starts with, you know, people who are basically good people with certain, you know, problems, sins, character flaws, but if you don't stop it in its tracks, slowly but surely, right, that comes to define the person, right? They get lost, right? You have, like, we all know this, right? There are people who, right, are basically good people and will say, you know, but sometimes he gets angry, right? To people who have such a temper that we just think of them as angry people, right? And then there are, like, the people who, like, you know, are always in such a bad mood that basically, like, you talk about them, right? When people talk of them, it's not even like, oh, he's such an angry person. It's, you know, they just describe the stories of their blow-ups, right? Today, you just expect, right, that he's going to be, right? So at some level, that's the way. From the corona example, this is true even not of spirituality, right? As things become, right, more, as illness becomes more pervasive, right, the people disappear, right? Right, in a purely descriptive way, we know that's what happened with corona, right? At the beginning, we cared about every single person, right? Because there's a new illness that's affecting people, right? And very quickly, what happens with any illness? It becomes a statistic, right? The first 5, 10 people. But by the time you got to, right, the numbers that we were talking about, it was, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of people, right, became ill today, right? It's not about the people. It's like suddenly it's so overwhelming that all you can think about is the disease, right? The people are like an afterthought, right? They're just numbers. It was like, you know, and at some point, I think a lot of people got to this and it was very unhealthy, right? That they're like statistics, right? Every day you just had to look at the statistics, right? Like they forgot how many people it was. It was just like, you know, the war on the coronavirus. And like the people are just a number in that, right? The virus, the vaccine hunt wasn't even like, we can save people. It was like defeating corona, right? Right, so in a spiritual sense, a character sense, we know that this happens. And even in a, you know, even if you just look at the Sarat as a physical malady, we know that that happens, right? Of course, once you move from that to the Begin, to the house, and even to the sort of weird middle unit of the hair, right? I think you're going to need more than what I just said. I don't think what I said is untrue, but I think you're going to need more, right? Does it, you know, does this say something about the way in which eventually it's so pervasive that it affects the environment, right? That, right, you know, it's escaped you, right? We know that, right? Like if someone has a temper, eventually it's so bad, right? A boss has such a temper, eventually it just colors the atmosphere, right? Right? It's in the air already. Right? We know that, right? Like as it were, right? And it makes everyone grumpy, right? So maybe it's something about that, right? I think these are the types of directions you can say, but again, I think the first step is to notice that linguistically, literarily, the parsha is clearly doing this, right? Slowly but surely the nega is in the front of the discussion and the person, right, disappears, and that can't be accidental. But again, I'm not sold on the analysis I've just offered. I think you could offer different ones. But the first stage, I think, is just to notice the literary structure and then to figure out what to do with it. Okay.